Penguin Random House Audio presents A Suitable Vengeance by Elizabeth George. Read for you by Donata Peters.
The book's dedication reads, "For my husband, Ira Toybin, in gratitude for 20 years of patience, support, and devotion, and for my cousin, David Silvestri." The book is prefaced by a quotation from Alexander Pope. "Of all affliction taught a lover yet, 'tis sure the hardest science to forget. How shall I lose the sin yet keep the sense, and love the offender yet detest the offence? How the dear object from the crime remove, or how distinguish penitence from love?" Part 1. Soho Nights. Prologue. Tina Cochin knew how to make the most of what little she had. She liked to believe it was a natural talent. Some floors above the rumble of nighttime traffic, her naked silhouette gargoyled against the wall of her half-darkened room, and she smiled as her movements made the shadows shift, creating ever new forms of black upon white like a Rorschach test. And what a test, she thought, practicing a gesture of come-hither quality. What a sight for some psycho! Chuckling at her talent for self-deprecation, she went to the chest of drawers and affectionately appraised her collection of underwear. She pretended hesitation to prolong her enjoyment before reaching for an appealing arrangement of black silk and lace. Bra and briefs they'd been made in France, cleverly designed with unobtrusive padding. She donned them both. Her fingers felt clumsy, largely unused to such delicate clothing. She began to hum quietly.